I am an American. These are words spoken by many. From east to west, from north to south, we all have the colors of our country painted upon our faces. Our nation is rooted deeply in the soil that is patriotism, for without such rich earth, we would not be the global superpower we are today. Our hope for the future should be that we preserve the fighting passion of our forefathers. They are the heart of the American spirit, the spirit to stand up and fight until you succeed. This passion won the Revolutionary War, signed the Declaration of Independence, wrote the Constitution, and led us to further greatness. Their ability to see beyond odds that may have appeared impossible and take unimaginable risks for their freedom is one that we should incorporate further into society today. If we achieve this, the United States of America, our ever-growing tree, will continue to flourish. I salute the men and women who have served or are currently serving in our nation's military to secure our freedom. All they have sacrificed means that I and generations to come can live in peace and have justice within our homeland. My grandfather, my father, my mother, and my two brothers are veterans, and I too intend on carrying on this legacy of service. It is veterans like them that contribute to the preservation of the passion of our forefathers, for they are the embodiment of the American spirit. In the words of Elmer Davis, this country will remain to be the land of the free only so long as it is the home of the brave. And knowing that these men and women are the ones that volunteer to carry the safety of our country upon their shoulders brings me immense pride. Being a member of the United States military is not the only way we can preserve this spirit. Our actions at home are equally as valuable. Perhaps the most magnificent privilege that we Americans receive is our ability to freely practice the First Amendment, in particular, our freedom of speech. It gives us the power to express our opinions without restraint, censorship, or legal penalty. We as citizens should not shy away from such a gift, but rather acknowledge it through regular practice. We should not hesitate to openly speak our mind if it means that our ideas are out for all to hear, for these are the ideas that have the potential to benefit our people, whether it be on a local or national level. The time of our forefathers was one that lacked freedom of speech, and yet they risked all to put forth their beliefs. In today's modern times, why should we be reluctant to speak up when we have nothing to lose? The youth of today are the leaders of tomorrow, and it is our duty to teach them to love their country with an open mind. They should be reminded to recognize injustice and correct it to ensure the world in which they are living is one worth living in. The American spirit will live and thrive with their encouragement and acts of patriotism. It is a proven fact that an educated population is crucial to the prosperity and overall mental well-being of the nation. Therefore, for our country to succeed, we need to further enhance our school system to secure that all Americans are receiving an adequate education. Additionally, we must educate our youth on the power they obtain in their vote. Today, many young adults are not compelled to vote or feel as if their vote is insignificant, despite this being far from the truth. Their voting decision withholds the future of our republic and further determines the future of the nation they leave behind for their children. Next time you pass by an American flag, raise your head high and let gratitude flow through your veins, for it only flies due to the sacrifices made by many fearless patriots. In this moment, think of what you can do to benefit your country. President John F. Kennedy once said, "If not us, who? If not now, when?" And we can all learn to abide by these words. Our hope for the future lies in our hands. We can choose to take action, or we can continue to cower and wait for someone else to do it for us. But success waits for no one. In order for the United States of America to maintain its stature, all shall do their part. We should seize our constant focus on what divides us, because there is one thing we all have in common. We are Americans. History has proven that Americans will stand up and rise to the occasion when there is an occasion to rise up to. One must see it is essential that we preserve the fighting passion of our forefathers.